A proposed subdivision that aims to construct 9 homes in Souk has been unsuccessful in obtaining the required variances following a tied vote at council. The developer failed to win majority support from council at its April 22 meeting, despite presenting additional amenities alongside its initial variance request. The developers received 2 variances for the property at 1245 Silver Spray Doctor so they can build closer to a steep slope, but council balked at 3 variance proposals asking to change the road improvement requirements for Birdsong Lane, Thornton Heights, and Silver Spray Drive. The variances were denied following a tied vote by council. The 3-3 vote meant the required changes did not go ahead, which effectively shut down the proposal for now. Mayor Maha Tate, Councillors Tony Street Pierre and Al Beddoes opposed the revised variances, while Councillors Kevin Pearson, Dana Layunes, and Jeff Bateman were in favor. Megan McMath was absent from the meeting. Beddoes said the road variances slip to the minimum standards required in the Transportation Master Plan. I've witnessed the consequences of adhering only to minimum standards in certain subdivisions in Souk. It's impossible to navigate through them in a car without being a billiard ball. St. Pierre said that by following the district's development standards, the municipality can obtain the necessary infrastructure for the community without burdening taxpayers. Bateman urged council to consider 3 variance alternative recommendations proposed by the developer, but not approved by municipal staff. He said in the recent past council has approved minimum standards to 3 other rural properties, citing urbanization would spoil the rural ambiance at Silver Spray. Pearson and Layunes convinced council to ask staff to work with the developer and work towards a solution to the stalemate. Tate said she would like to receive more rationale from the developer why they can't comply to the Transportation Master Plan requirements. I don't see a reason to vary the variances. It's not clear to me, Tate said. It needs to be built to standard we need in our community. Also read, Souk's Church Road residents in limbo as concerns over roadwork linger.